This is the Louisiana Radio Network Legislative Report. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Mr. Speaker, members, I move we adjourn, but I really mean that sine die.
Without objection.
With that, the 2025 legislative session comes to an end. Governor Landry released a video immediately at the conclusion of the session, hailing it a success.
We passed the most comprehensive legal reform measures of any other governor, taking on both trial lawyers and insurance companies.
Leaders for a Better Louisiana Chief Policy Officer Barry Irwin says the big highlight of the session is legal changes to how car crashes are handled in court, hoping it will bring down insurance rates.
We'll see what happens, if that was enough or if that was the type of thing that will make the difference. But we made some big changes in insurance, and we'll see the results hopefully as we go forward.
The legislature also approved a bill that expands the top scholarship program, creating a new excellence level. The legislature approved a $46 billion budget for next fiscal year, albeit only giving Governor Landry $43 million out of the $93 million he was seeking for the LA Gator Scholarship Program. House Appropriations Chairman Jack McFarland says this is the first year of the program, so it's best to take a conservative approach when funding it.
It is my belief that there are specific steps that we need to take, including approving the contract to kick off the first year of this.
Attorney General Liz Merle is hailing the passage of House Bill 675. That's the bill by Slidell Republican Brian Glorioso that speeds up the post-conviction relief process by setting tighter deadlines for judges, prosecutors, and defense attorneys. Merle says this is a huge win for the families of the victims of heinous crimes.
We have people who have been waiting for decades to see justice in some death penalty cases that involve the most heinous acts of crime that have ever occurred in our state.
Follow us on X at LA Radio Network.